So I wonder how many of you have ever had somebody pray for you on a one-to-one, not like the prayers we say all together, but somebody just sit with you or stand with you and pray for you. Hands up who's had that. How did it feel? Give me an idea how it felt.
How was it?
Good. Yeah. Healing. Yeah.
Relieved,
yeah.
Real connection that the person praying for you knew, kind of, yeah, knew exactly what to pray. They prayed all the right things, if you see what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. They say things that haven't, they reflect things back that you haven't said.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Lovely, sort of connection. So, just for those on Zoom, that's a connection, a sense that when people pray, sometimes they pray things that you haven't said, but are actually is what you're feeling. Yeah. Lovely. That's great. And I think praying for each other is, I think, generally a really positive thing. I think most of us, pretty much, who've experienced prayer, it's been a positive thing. And we're in the midst of this little series on the Holy Spirit and thinking about different ways that the Holy Spirit gifts us and empowers us to be part of the body of Christ and to bless one another and give each other God's blessing. And we looked in our family service the other week about a simple prayer outline on how to pray for each other. I just wanted to go a little bit deeper today and talk about different ways that we can hear God when we're praying for one another. So I'm just going to run through the sort of who, why, when, and how of praying for other people. So first of all, why? Well, firstly, because the Bible tells us to. We know that Jesus set a good example, didn't he, of praying for others. We remember that the disciples would bring, or not the disciples, but parents would bring their children to Jesus to be blessed. The disciples got a bit cross about that, didn't they? So he had to tell them off. But we also, we know that today, in our reading that Mike's just read to us, we have this prayer recorded where Jesus is praying for his disciples before he leaves them. And he's praying for God's protection on them because they are being left in the world. And it goes on, he goes on to pray for those that come, and that's all of us, because we are in the world and we need that his Holy Spirit with us to help us in everything that we're doing. And the other reason we pray is because prayer makes a difference. We see our prayers answered. We don't always see them answered in the way that we want them to be answered. But more often than it could be explained as a coincidence, we see amazing answers to prayer. And I know that in our home groups, we pray each week. And if you talk to anybody who's in a home group, we tend to keep books where we write down what our prayers have been. And we can look back and see amazing answers to prayers that we've done over the last few years since we've been in groups. So do talk to other people. And it's always good to encourage each other when we've seen God answer a prayer. I think one of the things that I'd love us to do more, and I'll thank you, but at the beginning, we're always thanking God for what's happening in our lives. But if we've had an answer to prayer, it's really great to share that with each other because it's so encouraging, isn't it? So who can pray? Well, of course, everyone can pray. There's a verse in 1 Peter 16 that says, you are holy because God makes you holy. He calls you his own. He says, you belong to me now. I've set you apart for myself. You're mine, so you are a holy person. And this means that as Christians, we can all pray. And in Acts 13, which Helen read to us, we have this little snapshot of the church at Antioch. And we read there are a few people there who've got gifts of prophecy, like we talked about last week, who had a particular gift that they brought to that prayer meeting. But actually, the whole church were gathered there. They were praying, they were fasting, and they were worshipping God. And in the midst of that, they heard from God that what they needed to do next, which was to commission Barnabas and Saul and send them off to proclaim the gospel. So when? Well, we can pray at any time. I'm sure that most of you, like me, will have prayed in the middle of the night at different times. You'll have prayed during the day. And we can pray in any and all situations. In fact, Ephesians 6:18 says this, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So where? Well, we can pray anywhere. if I get into a conversation with someone and they tell me they're struggling with something, then I will offer to pray for them there and then. Just a short prayer. And you know, Jesus prayed for people as he walked around, didn't he? He prayed for people on the roadside. He prayed for people by lakes. In the synagogue, he prayed everywhere. And that's a really good model for us, isn't it? To be able to copy him and pray wherever we are. So most obviously, I will often pray for people in church after the service or if they come to see me. But very often I pray for friends at home. If a friend comes around to see me, we have a cup of tea. Quite often we might finish our time together by praying for each other. And that's just a lovely thing that we can do. So, how? So first of all, at the top you'll see that I've just recapped. This is the short prayer that I did the other week at the family service. We know there are many different ways we can pray to God. There's no one right way because it's a conversation. Prayer is a conversation with God. So we're just talking to our Heavenly Father who loves us. But if we feel anxious sometimes about what to pray, there are probably still some of those little cards, actually. I think there's one here, I think, around the church that you can help yourself to. And this was a simple prayer card I did for you to take home. It just says, "Loving God, I pray for X who is feeling X. Please help them with X. Amen." So you can fill in the blanks and just pray for anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. But we can also, bearing in mind that prayer is a two-way conversation, we can also listen to God when we pray for others. And we can invite the Holy Spirit and we can ask God to perhaps give us a word or a picture or something to help us as we pray for somebody else. We know that that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us so that we can pray in his power. So often when we start praying, it's good to actually invite him to come and help us in that prayer time. So we talked about words of knowledge briefly. I mentioned it and said I'd talk about it more this week when we were looking at our list of gifts of the Spirit last week. So I wonder if you've had an experience where someone's prayed for you and they've prayed something that feels like it has come straight from God. And you're like, wow. And it just really kind of impacts you because it's so much not something you've told them, a bit like what Lucy and Rowena were alluding to. Something that just hits the heart of what you're worrying or feeling anxious about. So a word of knowledge could be a picture. It could be an image that pops into your head. It could be a Bible verse that you remember. Sometimes it could be something from a song, a worship song, or a hymn, a line of a hymn that comes into your head. Occasionally people hear an audible voice from God. I have to say that isn't something that happens to me very often, but it does happen to some people. So you'll remember that about 3 weeks ago I was away and Ian talked about a picture that a lady at St Andrews had when the church were praying about their building project back in the 1980s. And they were trying to raise a huge amount of money. And that picture was of people pouring their gifts into a lake of fire. And as they did it, this beautiful building emerged and it became a beacon of light to the community. And Ian encouraged us by saying that he saw many similarities with what St Andrews was seeking to do and what we're now seeking to do here at St James. And that that word of knowledge, that picture that the lady had, really served to encourage and inspire the people of St Andrews at that time as they sought to raise those funds for that building. But very often words of knowledge are much more personal and we get them when we're praying for someone else. So many years ago when I was a student, somebody prayed for me and they said, I've got this picture of these stepping stones and I just feel that God is going to provide stepping stones for you in the future on your faith journey. And I can look back nearly 40 years later and see all the different stepping stones. Many of them have been people that God's placed him along the way. Like Ian, actually. I met Ian back in 1984 and he encouraged me to step up and start helping with the Pathfinders, which Phil was leading at the time, actually. That's how we met. That's so romantic. Then we got married. There you go. but I needed encouragement from Ian to step into leading something because I was very, very shy at that time. I didn't have much confidence at all. And I never thought I'd leave things. And then I look back at things I've done, like helping at our place at New Wine with the special needs, with the parents with children with additional needs, which has then led me to get involved in that here and learn about how to help parents and start to write the When Dreams Change course. So I can look back and see the way that that word of knowledge has been fulfilled through the years. And it's been something that I've been able to hold on to. And I've been in challenging places and think, yeah, you know, God will give me those stepping stones that will help me in the next step. So when I came here to St. James, I knew that he would send people to be those stepping stones to help me on that journey. So words of knowledge can be really, really encouraging for us. And as we seek to step out in doing different things like we're doing now in our community here in Downley, I'd love to really encourage us to be praying for each other and to also be trying to do these things. Like when we're praying, to actually not just be talking all the time, but to be spending some time in quiet, to listen to God, and then to have the courage to suggest or speak out something we feel that God might be saying. So if I have a picture or something when I'm praying for somebody or something pops into my head, I'll always offer it. So offer it on your hands. It's not a thus says the Lord, because we're never going to hear perfectly from God. We're always going to have a bit of us and a bit of God. So I would always offer it. I would say, you know, just as I'm praying, I've got this picture of these stepping stones. I'm just wondering if maybe God's saying something to you about stepping stones on your journey. And then the person can say, oh, yes, I really think that's right. Or they can say, it doesn't mean anything to me. And that's fine. You can just let it go at that point. But if you never say anything, then they'll never get to hear that word from God. And you might be that messenger that really makes a difference in somebody else's life. So I just want to encourage you to be brave, to try that. So now we're going to be really brave, okay? So first of all, I'm just going to give you a moment or two just to sit quietly and think, what is at the top of your head right now? What is the thing that you are worrying about or feeling anxious about? It might be something for yourself. It might be somebody you know and love. It might be something in the world. Just give you a few minutes, moments shorter than a minute, just to think about that now. What I'd love you to do now is to talk to the person next to you. So if you're not sitting next to somebody, you need to find somebody to sit next to and talk to them about what you're feeling, what's popped into your head that you're feeling anxious, what's at the top of your head now. I'll just give you a couple of minutes. Make sure you talk to somebody and they talk to you, so you talk to each other. Now is I'm just going to invite the Holy Spirit and just give us a couple of minutes just to quietly listen to God, and in your mind just ask God for that person you're sitting next to. You can stay there, Angela, sitting next to Johnny. Just ask God for anything that you feel that he wants, anything that he feels he wants to give you. So I'll just invite the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you that you are here with us, and I just pray that in a moment of quiet now that as we lift up each other to you, that you would speak to us. And if there's anything that you would like to encourage us with, that you'd pop that into our heads now. I'm just going to give Phil play some music and just give you time to, if you feel God says something, to share it with each other. And then to pray for each other. If you're able to, you can use this short prayer that's on the screen still. Or you can pray just as you feel you'd like to for whatever it is that other person has shared with you. So just give you time to do that. No pressure. If there's anything you'd like to share, then do that. Just offer it to the other person. Let's do that now. Practicing doing, you know, after church on a Sunday or any time when we're together, if somebody's saying something they're worried about, we can just start to pray for each other, because we're part of a family, and this is such a lovely, warm, caring family. It's just an extension of what we do normally when we are interested in each other, so I'd love us to be doing that. So thank you. And now today, for our joy, we've got Dave is going to play.